is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha, this is Leilani, and it's a great time in paradise. Hello, everybody. I am just blown away. You know what's happened here, everyone? It's really cool because Don, the owner, I just love him so much. And I'd like to ask that each of you to let BBS Radio know just how much you truly appreciate it. But I am the host for the Universal Spiritual Connection, and I'd love for each and every one of you to tune in on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 9:30. We have a show that's packed of fun, excitement. I always welcome and invite each and every one of you to call in and share your thoughts, your comments, or even if you just have a question or a concern. So what do you think about all of that? I just love it. Well, anyway, the producer and the owner of BBS Radio calls me up and says, "Hey, Leilani, we're going to put you on the radio and we'll give you the opportunity to speak to everybody, and look what's going on here." I just love it. It is such an honor to be able to reach out and connect with the listeners worldwide. And just think about that, just for one moment. This is worldwide from all over the planet, reaching out and touching people's hearts, and you couldn't ask for anything better than that. So if you guys would like to call in and even speak to me, I'd love to hear from you. You'll find that I'm an excellent intuitive. I'll answer any of your questions or concerns that you may have personally or from a loved one. Otherwise, I'd like to honor each of you this evening. I do speak the light language of the ancient Lemurians, so if I can invite all of you to just to kick back for just a moment, take a deep breath and exhale, letting go of any of your concerns, tension, stress, whatever that might be. Just sit back, close your eyes, and giving yourself the permission just to let go and allow the sacredness of your own heart to explode with unconditional love. So here we go. For all those that would like to receive a special blessing or a healing this evening, may we honor each of you with those. Shila ni'a kala tishihana. Alahia tulu'a'ia katihia na'ala. Shahai ia talo uhia kanamai. Paluhia shihana ma'i kia kanata. Lahia ta uhia anai iti kia amanaya o aleisita. Halai kola na tia. So be it, and amen. So I'd love to hear from you, and I ask that each of you just take a moment and allow yourselves this time commune with God. Let Him know your hopes, your dreams, and desires. This is your sacred moment, your sacred time. And I love these opportunities when I have a real moment to be able to connect with Father in such a sacred and wonderful space. Wow, I know that you can really start to really feel that energy flooding in. I'm feeling it myself. And if any of you would like to call in and share your own experience, I would love to hear that. But in the meantime, let me share with all of you this evening what an incredible time we're all in. and you're about to see within the next 2 weeks, there are going to be some incredible, profound, worldwide events that we're, each of us are going to firsthand witness that will unfold on this planet. It is exciting times, as you all know. You will see continuous changes within our own government, further shifts and changes within our banking system. You will also find that there will be a lot of shifts in positions within the our political arena. We will also find that we will eventually shift over into a whole new monetary system that will benefit not just myself or you, but for the whole entire world. We're about to shift into those areas where... Hello?
Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. Where are you calling from this evening?
Melbourne Village, Florida.
Wow. Well, welcome to the show. How may I serve you this evening?
All right. Well, I was just wondering, first of all, our styles are antithetical to each other. And I was wondering what one of the reasons things I was wondering about is, why did you say aloha? Are you from Hawaii?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But anyway, I think the Lunas were very great people.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you know what's wonderful is...
I think the Hawaiian language is a sacred language.
Yes, it is.
And I think the words and have been abused sometimes.
That is correct. And you know, it's really interesting because the past month, I have come out publicly speaking the language, the ancient language. Let me ask you this question, Michael. As I said the words, could you feel the vibration and the energy that came through?
Okay, I'll try. I'm good at vibration and energy. I'm not good at interpretation.
I understand. It's okay. Did you know that?
I know everybody's got their own talents. This is something the Kunas did. There were some people who were very strong and powerful, but could not read anything, and so they'd bring a reader or a seer in to help people understand what they were doing.
Yes.
Both perform valuable functions.
Yes, that's right. And you know what's wonderful about the Hawaiian language is that each letter we have, obviously, you know, we have 13 letters within our own language that consist of our alphabet. And each letter actually is attuned to a musical tone. But as you spoke that particular letter, it brought in a particular vibrational tone from the universe right here on the physical plane, which we would actually anchor. And I noticed when I speak the language, it's like I could see this tremendous floodgate open up and the light just comes pouring in.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, when you speak tones, they vibrate in particular parts of your body. That's one of the forms of healing I do.
Yes.
If you feel vibration in your own body, you feel the vibration in the other body, the other person's body, and then you make it where the vibration gets balanced in their body, and so the tones have power, and it's actually sort of nice to, if you're there, you can actually shake their body very likely and make it where they loosen up and they allow their lower self. Have you ever heard of Max Freedom Long?
Oh, yes. I'm quite familiar with him. I will say this. He has done an excellent job in bringing the ancient truths of the kahunas. Also, I commend him for his courage as well because, you know, it's very rare that a, you know, one, to even speak to a kahuna. Two is for them to even speak of the ancient secrets. Three, obviously, you will know, it's a big deal for me to be personally on the radio just with the fact of me actually being a kahuna.
The strange thing about him was that, did not realize that the words themselves had power. And so he died lacking realization in, of all that he was talking about. But on the other hand, he preserved a lot of the knowledge that would have been lost.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Pila of Hawaii?
Say that again, please.
Pila of Hawaii?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. How are you so knowledgeable in these things?
Because of the fact that I am an energy healer. And I wasn't knowledgeable of anything when I became one. When the serpents arose in me when I was like 19, I got brought up in a totally scientific family. And I thought it was really very weird that I got this big flash of white light, and then I woke up about 10 seconds later, and for the next month and a half, I was 150 feet above my body as well as in my body. I can't visualize an apple on my head. How could I see the top of the university buildings when I was walking around?
I got to share you. May I share this? What just came to mind is my first experience as well. And I was actually floating above my body, and I was observing it. And I'm sure for yourself, you were very aware of your observation of your own physical body.
Oh no, actually. I couldn't figure out why I was very aware of the tops of university buildings, and I didn't want to disturb the experience, so I didn't look down.
It's amazing. You know what I did? It's once I chose to come back into the... Aloha and welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection, and I am your host, May Leilani. And I was just having a wonderful conversation with a caller, and I truly extend my gratitude and alohas to you for calling in. What a wonderful conversation I was having. You'll have to just go with the flow, and we all know how it is going with the flow of things. We were having just a bit of technical difficulties, and it was on my end. That's what happens when you call in all that energy. It starts messing with things, but it just goes to show you just how powerful each and every one of us are. And I invite all of you this evening, give yourselves permission to go ahead and breathe in your own personal power. Go ahead and claim that power this evening, because you and I, we are that we are. I am that I am. We are the power and the intelligence of our own world and activities, and it's just so wonderful. But as I was sharing with our caller a few minutes ago, it's my own personal experience of actually floating above my body. And as I chose to re-enter in my physical body, I actually raised my right hand to feel my face, not totally aware that I had not fully come into the physical, and all of a sudden, all I could do was just cry, because that was the moment. Hello? Welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, well, something or other was interfering with us. And so I used my energy healing and knocked the interference out of the way.
Well, you know, I did call in a lot of energy. It'll do it every time.
Well, here.
I know it.
That may let you feel something.
Pardon me?
That may let you feel something.
Yes. Yes.
And describe what's going on.
I can feel that.
Okay, well, it is. Describe it.
Well, this is what I felt personally in my own physical body. I could feel my lower chakra, the root chakra, expanding.
Uh-huh.
I actually could feel it a lot in my heart chakra.
Okay,
go ahead. Right in the core of my actual, in the actual core of my heart is what I need to say.
Okay.
I also felt an energy through my spine.
Okay, well, that's the kundalini.
Yes.
Okay, and actually the interesting thing about it is in the first book by Max Brigham Young, which is very hard to get a copy of, I borrowed it from somebody. It talks
really?
About...
Well, I actually have his books.
Okay, but anyway, it talks about the speech. In a footnote that the kahuna made to the missionaries.
Yes.
And how he saw they were going to land at a particular spot on the beach. And he knew that the message of the kahunas was the same message as Christ. And how he had seen the big white flash.
That is correct.
And the big white flash was the kahuna he had served. Ascending in him.
Yes.
Okay, and so therefore, unfortunately, white man was ruled by, it's the Heowe, the breathless ones, who never give the power to spirit.
And that's what we refer to as the mana. Okay, so here we go. What? Feel. Just close your eyes for a minute. May I have permission, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. I have some problems, and they need to be worked on. And I can give some wisdom. But on the other hand, I still have problems. So go. You have my permission to do as you wish.
Thank you. So here we're going to go. I'm going to speak the language for just one moment, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to shift the areas that you need assistance in, okay? So just sit back and relax for me for just a moment.
Okay.
Here we go. Shikikia. La. Ishi na la uchaka ishiya. Na ula ishi hatai imana. La ishiya na kia. Ta la uchiya. Si hataya ti na la kapai siya. Tia na ikia ka tia. La usia. How are you doing?
I don't know. I feel the energy flowing.
Excellent. Well, let me give out my email address, and that
I have to write that down. And so therefore I need to find a pen and a paper. I found a paper, and I know I have a pen nearby. Okay, what is your email address?
Okay, it is I-M-I-N-A-N-M.
Okay, I'm a school writer. I-M.
Divine, and that's spelled D-I-V.
Okay, I am Divine.
Yes, I am Divine.
Okay.
Light, L-I-G-H-T.
L-I-T, light, okay?
At AOL.
Okay, at AOL.com.
Yes, .com.
Okay.
Now, the energy that I set in motion will actually stay with you and work with you for 72 hours. Now, as I send this healing energy, I've asked the energy to go to the areas that you need it the most, okay, with the assistance of your higher self directing the energy to those areas. So as this energy continues working with you, just observe what's going on with you, and as it starts to appear, you know, let me know how you're doing. Let me know the effects that you know, that through your own observations with that.
Okay, I'll try to do that. And by the way, one more thing.
Okay.
My email address is mike@humanenergyactivation.com.
Got it. I've got it.
Okay.
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 Things that I want to ask you to consider as well. Give me just a moment and let me work on bringing you back into some alignment here, because you're off just a bit here. So let me.
I know I'm off. Oh, you're absolutely right. So go ahead. I trust your perceptions.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we're going to do the work right now, and I'm going to get you back into alignment. Sinaka la isia tana lo iaka tala sina husha na ikia wata isia na ti. Okay, and I've grounded you as well into the core of Mother Earth, made that reconnection for you, okay?
Okay, well, I needed that.
I know. you gotta love it. Well, don't forget, I'm on Tuesday evenings. I'd love for you to come and join us. Of course, on my show, I interview lots of different people. One of the things I can say is I've been very blessed with the guests. For the past 2 years, I've been broadcasting. And I've interviewed people from all over the world, and I'm very much in gratitude to all of them. And we invite you and others that are tuned in this evening to come and join us.
Oh, okay. By the way, I had no idea the Hawaiian language sounded that way.
Well, this is the ancient language. What's okay. Really wonderful is I was able to connect with a kahuna directly that actually is living in Hawaii, and he will be coming onto my show. And as I was communicating and working with him the other day, I spoke the language, asking him once again for confirmation. And he said, oh my gosh, you're speaking the ancient language, the true language.
Well, I think it is very blessed. The kahunas have been very good, and I was afraid they were all killed.
No.
And
it's a we're still around.
Not survive, because it is a very powerful tradition.
Yes.
And.
Oh, may I share this with you as well and with all the listeners? Is I'm about to open up classes to teach kahuna ways. I also will be certifying people in the kahuna ways as well. So if you have the opportunity, once I finish deciding on the months and the dates and the time frame, I'm going to post it on my show page. So I'd love to invite you to consider and coming and taking the classes.
I would like to consider it. I'm very broke.
Well, that won't happen for long. It's difficult. And I just did a lecture yesterday for the Edgar Cayce Foundation. I got wonderful news yesterday. They were so pleased with my lecture that I did yesterday, that they asked me yesterday if they could put me on their national database as one of their national speakers. And so I'm really, really thrilled with that. But the point I'm getting to is that the lecture that I was giving, I talked about the importance of us being in alignment, you know, having spinal manipulation to massages, keeping the chakras repaired and healed and spinning in its right direction, along with keeping our HARA line, which is our direct connection between heaven and earth, in total alignment, because that that line needs to run all the way down through your chakra points, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what you've said is absolutely correct.
Yes. And so you will find shifts and changes happening now that we've brought you back into alignment. Okay, Michael?
Okay. Okay, well, I am grateful to you. And I wish you very well. Aloha, alohui.
And welcome back. I have to apologize to all our listeners this evening. I promise I will not pull in any more energy. It's really wonderful because when I do this work, I really do open up a floodgate of the Christ white light. And so I don't mean when I apologize to all of you, apologizing for bringing in that energy, but I truly wanted to share with you the Christ white light this evening. It's so exciting when I get to really touch and help people. And if you would like to speak with me, I'd love to hear from you. You guys all know what the call-in numbers are. If you'd like to get a special... Hello? Welcome to the show.
Aloha.
Aloha.
You can hear me, right? I'm curious if you know about the Kelanta science that supposedly comes from Kauai.
Yes, I do. I am amazed, and how might you have know about this knowledge?
Well, I found it on the internet.
Aha! Uh-huh. And what's your name, and where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm from California, in Orange, and my name is a given name from an Indian Swami. Madhavananchi, he called me Fridananda.
Ah, well, it's an honor to meet you. It is a real honor. You know,
well, it's an honor on my side to meet you. You're a kahuna?
Yes, I am. And I'm actually referred to as a kahuna, which means I'm a master in the arts. I come from a very long line of kahunas. All my grandmothers, great-grandmothers were all kahunas. And they were very well known for their work on the island of Oahu. And their church still stands today. And so I did take it one step further and got certified. So most of everything that I know as a kahuna came to me very naturally. Does this make sense for you?
Yes, yes. There is in Kauai, I understand there is a monastery of the ancient disks that supposedly some people that are being trained there to decipher them.
That is correct.
So are you part of that study?
Well, not registered with them, but I know the knowledge. Does that make sense? because
okay,
it,
yeah. You know, because I, you know, this lady that is supposedly a chosen interpreter, Ashayana, I believe she is given name.
That is correct. Yes.
You know of Ashayana?
I know of her.
Okay. And they teach basically the activation of the Maharic shield. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is that a secret or is it a common thing in the kahuna knowledge?
It's within the kahuna knowledge. Would you like to receive the attunement?
The attunement?
Yes.
For the kahunas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and just relax. And I'm going to actually open you up, okay? And I'm only going to open you up for the basic, okay?
Right.
Shikya. Na'ikyatala. Shuhiyatala. Na'ikipata. Homakikiya. Sohala. La'ishina. Chupukuyata na ichi na maitala. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. As I was doing it, is there anything that you could feel? Oh, give me a second. They just told me to breathe into your heart. So just one moment. And may I have permission?
Yes.
Okay. Now I want you to close your eyes and just focus on your heart chakra and let me know if you can actually feel me breathing life into your heart, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Do you have an ability like the Filipino psychic surgeon? Do you actually open psychic surgery in the kahuna tradition?
Yes, I do. And I know exactly what you're referring to, and I've been doing psychic surgery for 20 years now.
Oh, really? Because I've had two very successful psychic searchers from Nestor. He is, as far as Chun from the Philippines, he's the mayor in the Philippines somewhere. And they are very, very successful psychic searchers.
That is correct. Matter of fact, I have his book here with me as well. And he is
you know of them?
Oh, yes. He knows who I am. He will be coming onto my show in the very near future, and I'm very excited. And he said, when I contacted him, he said, "You bet I will come onto your show." So,
great.
He knows exactly who I am.
Okay, and when I got this work done from Nestor, because I was not familiar with it that well, you know, I asked him, "Can you do specific things?" He said to me, he doesn't know anything. He just is an instrument for the Holy Spirit.
That is very correct, and I believe that as well. I'm only the conduit between God and the person. And so
are you aware when you do the psychic surgery?
No, I'm not around, actually. I'm actually outside of my physical body, and the Holy Spirit takes over.
Okay, so you don't know what you're doing.
Actually, I do. In the past, when I first started the work, I wasn't aware. But now that I've gotten older, I've been able to train myself to actually be able to observe and be consciously aware of what's actually taking place, to the point where I actually am able to teach that. In some of the classes I teach, I actually teach my students how to do that work.
Okay, so in actuality, you believe or know that this is the Holy Spirit, not some middle plateau, because there is a lot of teachings about like the Kabbalah, you know, the divine what is it
that
called?
That is correct. I'm very familiar with Kabbalah. So to activate your cross.
So you are not working in that area with the Kabbalah, which is like divination, divine divination.
I do because it's really interesting, you know, and I said this yesterday in my lecture, is that, you know, we've actually, in a very big way, spirituality has actually created its own separation. Now, that said, what I mean by that is that we've taken the ancient knowledge, we've broken it down, and we created and put our own spin on a lot of things. But when you start breaking it all down and taking away all the frills that we like to put in into things, is that it's all the same in one thing. It's just like God. Everyone has a different belief system, but when we refer to God, we all are referring to the same God. And so the Kabbalahs have learned to use the four directions just as the Native Americans, the Hawaiians, do as well. Now, the difference with the Native Americans versus Kabbalah in the Hawaiian culture is we call in the watchtowers. And if you ever want someone that calls in the four directions, you will find two things. Either the person will call in the watchtowers, and if they do, you will know it because you will feel that energy and that power come in. Now, I have, through observation only, have noticed where someone will call in the four directions, but they won't call in the watchtowers. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I'm not too familiar with all those different types of regions and four directions and all that. I'm a little familiar with they call it Sant Mat, and it was supposedly the Sikh tradition in India. Guru Nanak started it, and they teach that the best way to the highest or the fifth plane is the way of sound, inner light and sound meditation.
That is correct.
And are you able to hear the music of the spheres?
Yes, I am, and I can. And not only can I hear the music of the spheres, I can hear my own song, soul song. I can also hear when the heavens are, when the gates are opened in the heavens, and there's a different reason why I say it that way, is when those gates open, I can actually hear the vibrational tones come in as well. Now, I have the ability to actually hear tones that most people cannot hear. I'll say to someone, can you hear that? And they'll say, what are you, there's nothing. I said, no, there is a vibrational tone that I can actually hear. Not only can I hear the songs, but I can also see the sacred geometry as well.
Okay, now, in that teaching of the inner light and sound, it also gives some guidance about where you're at. Like when you hear the big bell,
yes,
very loud, absolutely, you know, very loud, you are supposedly on the edge of time.
That is
and
true.
You enter the timeless, and there is then, in the higher regions, they call it the nameless realm.
That's correct.
Is that correct? So you are already a master of the nameless?
Well, you know what's really interesting is that I call myself a master of nothing. And I'm very careful. I had a difficult time even putting up that I was a kahuna or any other title for that matter because, and this is my opinion about myself as a person, because we always continuously evolve to much higher levels. You and I both know that there's so much more levels to the universe than most of us are aware of.
Correct.
And that's why I don't necessarily always are comfortable with calling myself a master of anything, because we're always learning. But do I grow up in those realms? Yes, I do.
Do you agree with this philosophy of Sant Mat? They say that the 1, 2, 3, we are in the third dimensional level, and up till the fifth, that is actually a secular creation, which is they call it the Kal. Kal means time in Sanskrit.
Yes.
The Kal creation, or the negative power creation. Do you agree with that idea?
Yes. I do.
You do? Okay.
Yes,
I do. And they also say that it needs a God-man or woman, whatever, to actually take you up into the highest spiritual realms. They call it, like Jesus supposedly said, the kingdom within.
That is correct. Woo! You know some high stuff. Not everybody knows these things. You understand this, right?
Yeah, I do understand it because I practice this.
Yes, I know. This is very high information, big time.
Yeah, well, I thank you very much. Are you able to crush some kidney stones?
I have never had the opportunity arise to where I had to. I will tell you this, how I would approach that. Now, what I have done with a kidney stone, or let's say an implant that's embedded like underneath, let's say underneath the rib cage or things like that where it's really tough to get to, right?
Yeah.
I will literally shatter it into tiny little particles so the body can naturally release it. Does this make sense?
Yes, of course. And are you intuitive as far as knowing, if I give you a name, would you know anything about that person?
Well, let's see what we can do. Please give me the name.
Simon.
Ooh, I got chills. I got chills big time with this name. He carries an extremely high vibration, does he not?
I don't think that he's that advanced.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I really don't know exactly because I'm not intuitive in that sense.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I feel. I feel that the man came here with a very high vibration. Does he necessarily exercise it? Not necessarily in all occasions. I do know that there has been some abuse in certain areas, and that wasn't because they intentionally did that. It was the lack of not understanding all the components. Does this make sense mm-hmm. for you?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want to take all those people's time away. How long are you going to be on tonight?
Well, it was wonderful because the owner of the station calls me up and says, Leilani, let's put you on the radio. And normally I broadcast on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 9:30, and I'd love for you to come and join us. I interview a lot of different people, but I'm excited about this opportunity because I love being on the radio and I like talking to people as yourself. I will tell you this, I'd like to share this with you. I've drawn a lot of people from India into my personal world. And one of them is an actual film producer from India. And he looked up at me one day and said, oh, my gosh, Leilani, you just got through doing puja. You understand this term?
Puja, yeah. I know what puja is.
Yes. And he looked up at me with really big eyes. Sometimes the things I do, I don't necessarily always have a name for it, but I just follow. When I am guided to do something, I follow through as an obedient servant. And so he said, oh, my gosh, you just blessed you did puja and you blessed my film. Now I know my film will be successful. Isn't that cool?
Well, good. Yeah?
Yeah. It was a real honor.
One travels to Kauai and tries to go to the monastery, but are you in a monastery or no?
No.
Not in a temple?
No, I don't. I walk with my temple. Does this make sense?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I was referring to the Kauaian Kahuna temple that has those ancient discs.
I have access to them. I don't have to necessarily be a member of it.
Oh, I see.
But am
okay.
I a member of the Kahuna Association? Yes, I am. I'm actually a member, and I am certified with them. So I took it to the next level because I was here in the mainland, and so I wanted to make sure that if I chose to teach the Kahuna ways, that I could officially have the authority to do so.
Okay, and the woman, Ashayana, who wrote those two books, Voyager 1, Voyager 2, and I guess a few others. Do you know her, or did you actually study her material?
No, I've not had to study it because I've already been passed down the knowledge.
I see.
That's what I mean by birthright. When you have a birthright, the knowledge is automatically passed down.
I see. So
yes.
Would you agree with the writing in those Voyager 1 and 2, there's a passage in there where they talk about the messiahs, the three messiahs, and they talk about the DNA activation as far as the Christos.
Yes.
Meaning you have 12-strain DNA.
That is correct. And I cannot recommend enough, if you are thinking about going to Kauai and studying, do it. You will be glad you did. Okay, I highly recommend it.
Okay.
I just got through doing a DNA activation myself.
Okay.
And it's critical for everybody to make sure that they have their DNAs activated, especially...
Yeah, but I found out on the internet there's so many phony DNA activators trying to make money.
Oh, you bet they are.
Yeah.
Yes, and the DNA activation, okay, you can call them in, because I'll call them in, I'll call in the higher chakras, and I can anchor them into the body, but then you got to take it one step further by actually connecting the DNA strands, and it takes 1 year for 24 strands of DNA to actually come into alignment. So if anyone tells you that it's less than a year, well, it's usually about 9 months, go the other direction, because it does take that 9 month period for it to fully activate itself. Once you get your 24 strands activated, then go to the next DNA strands as well. Not just the DNA strands, but get your higher chakras anchored in as well. And you've got to get them fired up too. And then call in, okay, you've got to call in your 12 soul extensions, call them in to help you with the ascension process. Then you call in your 144 additional soul extensions as well to come in to assist you in that ascension process, because you are the 13th, which is you are the one that is going to actually be doing the ascension. The other soul extensions will get the benefit of the actual ascension, and you want them to participate with you, because part you don't want to leave back any of your soul extensions still going through the process. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
have
so
you
those
ever heard
are all...
of... What?
Pardon me?
Have you heard of Mevlana?
No.
She claims to be a master, you know, from the Rumi. Rumi was a saint in I think in Afghanistan or somewhere there, but actually she lives now in Turkey, and she wrote a book, the Knowledge Book.
Oh yes, I'm familiar with it.
You are familiar with that?
With the book, yes.
Because that is, according to her, the highest teachings, it's encoded with alpha omega vibrations.
Yes.
Do you have the book?
That is correct, by the way. Yes,
huh?
I do, by the way. Yes, I do, by the way.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you believe that she is correct with her book?
Yes. Yes. You know, it's interesting, because one of my out-of-body experiences, and I had one of my students working on me, and I left my physical body. As I did this, the student asked me, well, who are you? And it's really interesting. As I say this, I say it with the utmost humbleness, because we're all going to find this out very soon in the very near future. When I was asked who I was, I said, I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am that I am.
Okay.
I am the power and the intelligence. Because most of us here during this time to ascend the planet and ourselves are very, very old souls, and most of us, majority of the population, were here from the beginning of creation. And Alpha mm-hmm. Omega is the beginning and the end.
Right.
And I'll leave you with that thought.
Okay, thank you very much. And
thank you.
I don't know how to say it in Hawaiian. Waia con Dios.
Aloha nui loa to you. It was an honor, and we hope we have served you well. Bye-bye. Wow, that was incredible. I'd love to have, go ahead, please call in. I love it. I just love it. And it's given me the opportunity to share some of the things that I've kept to myself for quite some time. You could say that, you know, I'm coming out of the woods, out of the closet, so to speak. Doesn't mean that I haven't been doing the work. I have been very active here in the state of Arizona, teaching classes, doing lectures. I am a channel medium. I would prefer to call myself an intuitive. There's a lot of components to me. And, you know, thank you. I really want to thank all of you for helping me to feel comfortable about sharing a lot of the things that I do know. I don't always have that opportunity because, you know, when I have my own guest on my show, it's important for me to give them my undivided attention. I give everyone the opportunity to share their own wisdom and knowledge, and it's important that we all do that. I feel that if our world is going to change, it starts with you. It starts with me. All we have to do is stay consciously aware of honoring and respecting and loving and caring for the next person. Do I mess up sometimes? Sure, because what we have to remember is that we're human beings having our human experience. But, you know, all you got to do is remember each moment is when you create. Each moment that passes by is the past. And God says to all of us, do not look for me in the past, for you shall not find me there. Do not look for me in the future, for I'm not there as well. But if you look for me in the now, you shall find me. And that has a lot of power to that statement. And remember, a minute ago is the past. It's gone already. So I enjoyed the moment with speaking with this young man and sharing the wisdom and then the knowledge that I've not always shared with everybody unless you come to my classes. So this is a real treat for me to be able to speak to you, to share these knowledge with you. Am I asking you to believe everything that I believe in? Absolutely not. Because remember, you're in command of yourself. And I ask each of you to always have your discernment up there. Get clear about your boundaries. And be okay with your belief systems and where you're at right now with your lives. The more we choose to show gratitude for this very moment of where we're at, we find the next moment our hearts are exploding with joy. And that's when we get very excited and very passionate with our creations in the now. And don't let the past any further be like thieves of the night where they continuously steal from us. And that's what the past does for all of us. Let it go right now. You know what's the number one thief of all of them? Is guilt. And I want you guys to think about that word for just a moment, that word guilt. I know all of you can relate to it at some time or another in your life. I have been guilt-ridden myself, where I just didn't seem to do enough or cared enough or whatever those things were. But I realized that every day I get up in the morning that I do my very best every moment of my day to be the best person I can be. Does not mean that I will always make the right choices, that my knowledge that I feel that I have within my own being, will I always listen to it? Probably not. There's been times when the masters are screaming at me saying, hello, pay attention, you're about to go in a different direction. Do I listen sometimes? No. Sometimes I ignore it because that's my human self kicking in. It wants to do its own thing. It wants to explore. It wants to tip its toes into that water and see what it might feel like. And then I go, ouch, that hurt. And then it brings me right back into alignment. And I ask you to all just, you know, think about these things for a moment. That's what our past does. That's what guilt does. And I'm learning to really let go of guilt. Just knowing. Now, I'm going to ask you guys all a question. Do you all sit around at night pondering how you can make yourself and life miserable the next day? I think not. I really don't think we sit around doing that. I know we have some people on this planet that are just bent on creating as much chaos and havoc as they can possibly drum up. But I would say the majority of the masses do not do that. So why would you allow yourself to carry emotions and other people's burdens upon you? Why do we continuously allow others to make us feel guilty for our own shortcomings or the things that we attempt to do the very best we possibly can do? I mean, think about that for a moment. I do all the time. And I'm a lot happier person when I let go of all that guilt and shoulda, woulda, couldas, and any of those other things. When I mess up, I just call up the person and say, you know what, I need to apologize to you. For some reason, I just, you know, was short-sighted for a moment, and please accept my apologies, and I move on and do the very best the very next moment. So I invite all of you to just let go of those darn things. Because not only do they rob us of our own joy and happiness, they rob us from our own creativity. And when we aren't able to create, then we wonder why we aren't able to pay our bills and money can't be drawn in. Because all these other lower frequencies just suck the life right out of us. I mean, think about it. It just sucks us dry. We become stressed, tensed out people. And if, you know, it just goes to show you with all the stuff that keeps coming our direction, how powerful we truly are. Because look at us. We're here right now, this very moment. We're still standing up on our own 2 feet. I know that a lot of you are having some financial challenges. That's coming to a closure soon. Get passionate about getting yourselves back into alignment, clearing out your chakras of all the congestion, your auras. How many of you have taken the time out to make sure that your aura doesn't have rips and tears and holes where your energy is leaking from you? How many of you know that your chakras are spinning correctly or they need repair? How many of you take the time out to really take a look at your personal grid lines? Yes, we have personal grid lines. If they have little kinks in it, guess what happens? It restricts the flow. It's all of our responsibility and accountability. No matter how tired I am, I make sure that I call in Archangel Michael. You want to call in a high vibrational archangel? Call in Archangel Michael. Most of us know him as Michael. But that is the Michael is the archangel that stands on the right-hand side of God. He has the real authority. Call him in and ask him to bring down the tube of light to surround all of you. Matter of fact, let's do it right now. I call upon my beloved brother, Archangel Michael, to come down this night to surround each person that's listening to this show this evening that is open and receptive to receive the cube of light to surround us at this very moment. I also request that you bring forth that cube of light to surround us in all times, in all voids, in all planetary systems, all universes and alternate universes. We ask you this night, my beloved brother, Archangel Michael, to bring the tube of light and transmute all negative thought forms, all attachments and cords, all psychic attacks, all negative energies, lower frequencies, and transmute them in up through the tube of light into the fifth dimension so that they may not cause any harm or endangerment to others. We ask that you close our aura this evening and only allow our God consciousness, the God and creator of our universe, our guides, our angels, the ascended masters that personally work with each of us, only allow them in. And so it is, and so be it. Wow, that was really great. That was, felt so good. I could feel that energy coming in. This is really great. I also want to talk about some other things with all of you as well. This is one of the things, you know, one of the subject matters that I just shared with all of you is with the Edgar Cayce Foundation yesterday. I was really, really excited and pleased, and so was the Edgar Cayce Foundation. And the representative that represents the whole state here in Arizona had let me know yesterday that he was going to request that I be placed on their national speakers list, and I'm very thrilled about that. And I do look forward to having more speaking engagements with the Edgar Cayce. And yesterday I was talking on the subject, which is, you know, most of us think of as a dark, gloomy subject matter, and I actually spoke on depression. And did you realize that there are 19 million people, men, women, and children on this planet that are depressed? I ask this evening to use your spiritual prayers and gifts to help another man, woman, or child. Lift them up. Remember to smile as you cross people's paths. Remember to always say a kind word that you never know. Just that one word that you may share with that person that very moment could save a life. Be aware of your neighbors or your coworkers. Just take a look at and see if you can't tune in to see if their hearts are bleeding and just need someone just to give them a little bit of attention. And you know, I shared as well is that one of the most lost arts of our time is learning to listen. And when I invite all of you to really start listening, listen with your heart. Listen to what your sisters and brothers out there are sharing with you. Listen with the heart, the words that are unspoken between their words. Because most people are really telling you what's going on in their world. It doesn't mean that you have to go out and buy $100 worth of groceries or, you know, go into their homes and clean it. And then if you feel like doing it, do it. If someone needs help cutting their grass in the front yard, offer to go in and help them. Lift a hand to be kind and loving to another human being. God says, God rewards us every time we give from our hearts, not from our minds. Always remember that. And I shared this yesterday with everyone, and I invited them all. No longer let these lower frequencies rob us. Do not allow anyone to ever make you feel less than or to be fearful. What have you got to be fearful of? Is our money situation about to shift for all of us? You bet it is. It's coming. Hang in there. Well, let's not even go there. Pardon my mouth. It's not a matter of hanging in there. It's being able to tap back into our creativity. You know, it's interesting. I always share with my other listeners that I love so dearly. A lot of them have been with me for the past 2 years on my radio show, and I love every one of them. And I love all of you that I'm able to share with this evening. But I will say this about all this, is that I always remind them to give themselves that permission to celebrate their lives right now. Don't let anyone rob you of your personal joy and happiness. Or someone telling you, what are you, nuts? Why are you going to try and do this? This is never going to work. You know why these people say these things to you? Because you know that saying, misery loves company. Or they don't realize that they have the same power as you do to make their own dreams come true. And a lot of times, it's all through jealousy and envy. And there's not one man or woman or child on this planet that should ever go hungry or feel jealousy and envy or try to manipulate and lie and deceive to another man, woman, and child. Because you know what? We all have the same feelings. We have the same hopes. We have the same dreams. You know, it's so interesting. I see the things that happen on our planet, the murders, the car crashes, and it just hurts my heart, or when a child is hurt. And, you know, I've so many times wanted to scream out, stop hurting our children. Leave our children alone. And I have to tell you, everybody, those are our children. It doesn't matter if you haven't had a child yet. They're still our children. They're still our future. They're so precious. And we can learn so much for them. Sometimes I go to the shopping center, and they have this wonderful, you know, little toddler's playground. And I will sit there, and I will watch the children play. And it does my soul such good because they remind me of the innocence, the purity, learning how to share and play and be silly. And we all need to learn to do that. I was sharing yesterday as well with everyone to get our priorities straight. And what I feel very strongly, yes, I know that we all have to make a living. We all have bills to pay, the food to put on the table. But sometimes I wonder, do we have our priorities straight? We're so inundated with work all the time that we fail. When we look up, we realize our lives have passed us by. And what do we really have to show for it? A whole lot of bills. And we've worked all those years to pay those bills or to try and keep the upkeep of a home that has just drained us and sucked us dry. And then all the children have grown up and moved out of the house, and either we've faced with divorces or whatever, or we look up and realize that we've been married to a person for 35 years and we don't know who they are. And that's all because I believe, and this is just my opinion, that we have created devices to keep us so engaged that we all forgot how to live life, truly live life. You know, coming from Hawaii, still today, even today, this very moment, the people make time to gather together and have food and dance and play music and giggle and laugh and play volleyball or touch football or spending the day at the beach. How many of you can you really say actually do that today? And I'd like to invite all of you to start doing it. Enjoying yourself. Get out there. Let's get our priorities straight. Let's go to work. We give them our time. If it's from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but when we walk out that door, our jobs are done. We come home and we celebrate life with our families, making trips. We don't need a lot of money to have fun and to have quality time with our families, our personal friends. We can make picnics. Get creative. Make your cards and let people know how grateful and appreciative you really are. You know, it's every time I have a show guest on my show, I send them a thank you note and thank them for being on my show. Now, of course, I don't have to do that, but I do. And I mean it. Because it's always such an honor to learn the wisdom and the knowledge. And they share it with all of you. And it was 2 years ago that the Masters came to me and said to me, "We want you to go on the radio." And I said, "I don't think so." I said, "No one's going to, in their right mind, put me on the radio. I have absolutely no knowledge of being behind a mic." And we went around in circles for 2 weeks doing this. But guess what? I was behind a mic by the end of that second week. And it's one of the best things that's ever, ever happened to me. I don't always understand fully the magnitude of the whole full picture of why I'm on the radio. I know that they have a very big plan. I do know that I play a very important part as well as other show hosts. If you only knew the amount of work that goes into producing just an hour radio show to bring forth all the research that goes into bringing a guest onto a radio show just to bring you an hour worth of wisdom and knowledge. Why do we do this? Because the love that we have for all of you out there. If we can make just a small difference for just one of you, then we have done our work. I know that there is so much more out there that we have helped, but it's exciting to be with a team of show hosts and for the radio with the radio station that is really dedicated to bring this information forward for all of you. And it makes my heart sing, and I get real excited. And you guys probably think I'm all nuts, but I mean, this is really truly how I feel. And I know that, and I've spoken to many of the show hosts, and they feel exactly the same way. I know the owner of this station does too. I mean, I've never seen someone so passionate about bringing the radio to all of you. And so, you know, I invite all of you just to take a moment and just, you know, send a short note and thank the station. And it's really nice when you guys call in and talk to us. It lets us know that you're out there and you are tuned in and you're listening, and it makes it all worthwhile when we get it behind that radio and bring this information forward. Sometimes it takes me weeks of emails sending back and forth of communication just to bring one show guest on. But boy, I tell you what, the moment I get to feel all of your energies out there, it is so sweet. It is so nice. It gets very exciting for me. And I hope you, and I know that you guys feel the same way. It's just really exciting. And I want to remind all of you that my show name is called The Universal Spiritual Connection. and I broadcast every Tuesday on the BBS late night from 6:30 to 9:30. I also have my radio show piped in into the Pal Talk room as well. And the people that are in the Pal Talk room actually get to see me live on camera, and that's very exciting for me. I have to make sure I look my best. So if you'd like to join that as well, you're welcome to do so. It is free to all of you. And that's called Pal Talk. If you go on my show page, I have a link up there. But to get the free software, you have to, you know, do paltalk.com. But I wanted to share a little bit more about who I am. I don't always get to talk about myself. Thank you, Don, for letting me talk about me. Yes, I am. I am indeed a kahuna from Hawaii. I come from a long line of Hawaiian kahunas. I did indeed come from a family that spoke fluent Hawaiian and very much practiced the Hawaiian culture. I'm very used to having music, dance, as I was growing up. I was taught sacredness, respect, and honor. And I did not understand what judgment was until I came here to the mainland. I didn't understand what it was like to lie until I came to the mainland. And I don't mean to, I'm not trying to pick on the mainland. I'm just letting you know the environment I grew up in, the aloha, the true Hawaii ways of being. We're a very honorable and compassionate people, and we still are. There's not many of us left. I am truly indeed a direct descendant of the islands. I do carry the blood. I did come here to the mainland to get a lot of my education. My parents sent me here to the mainland to learn my knowledge here, and which I'm grateful for. I'm very grateful for. My mother always shared with me is not to judge anyone of their own, their belief systems, their cultures, or the color of their skin. That wasn't an important. It wasn't an issue in Hawaii when I was growing up. I came here in the mainland. Telling my mother when I was just a little girl, I would come to the mainland someday to learn the knowledge here of all the different cultures and belief systems, and I would bring it back home someday to teach our own people. A lot of them don't necessarily were able to leave the Hawaiian Islands. As of today, a lot of the Hawaiian people have had to flee the Hawaiian Islands, unfortunately. It has gotten way too expensive for any of them to survive there on the islands. And, you know, before I left as an adult, every day when I came home from work, I would put on my, sling spear fishing. And I would go, I lived on the beach. My home was located right on the beach front. And every day I went out there and fished for my dinner and went home and cooked it. I ate seaweed, raw seaweed, on all three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I didn't start aging until I came here to the mainland. And I do believe it's because of the seaweed I ate, and the salt is very healing in Hawaii. I am part of the royal court of Hawaii. My auntie was Queen Liliuokalani. My cousin was Princess Kaiulani. Of course, King Kamehameha, King Kohio, King Kalakau were all my uncles. And that's very exciting for me. Doesn't mean anything. I don't have no special privileges or anything like that. And if I did, I probably wouldn't want them anyway. Because I want, it's never been a person that felt like I was better than or above anybody. Because we all are equal. I've been in the mainland here now for 20 years, and I am looking forward to being able to go back home someday. I have a son and two granddaughters, and there's 18 siblings, and I am the oldest. I am a twin. I had a twin brother, and there was an equal amount of sisters and brothers for the longest time. I have a brother that has blonde hair and blue eyes, and guess what? He is actually my brother. It's so funny. I mean, you see, you have all of us dark ones there because I have all his skin and black hair and all that kind of cool stuff, and then all of a sudden there's Scott with his just blonde hair and deep blue eyes and very fair skin. And so we got teased a lot that, you know, did our mother jump over the fence or something like that? And no, he's true blue. He truly is. I do have another brother that looks more white than he does Hawaiian, but he does carry the Hawaiian blood. And I have to tell you, I have learned so much since I've been here in the mainland, and I truly honor and thank all the people that have crossed my path since I've been here. It's just been a real honor for me. A lot of my experiences have been really great experiences. I've had some heartbreaking, you know, those real tear jerkers that bring you to your knees kind of experiences as well, but I wouldn't trade them in for anything because these experiences have made me who I am today. I am very divinely proud of being Hawaiian and from the culture. I do speak with a southern drawl, and I do pick up other dialects. I can speak other dialects as well. I'm like a walking sponge, you know. You send me over to Europe, and I'd probably be speaking European before no time. But you can always tell when I'm in a great mood. If I'm speaking the southern drawl, then you know, okay, Leilani's in a great mood today, so we won't have to, you know, tiptoe around her. And anyway, I finally have learned and have become very grateful for my life. I'm very, very thankful. I don't take life as seriously. I am passionate about my work, though. I'm very passionate about my radio show. I'm a person that when I commit myself to someone, I take that very seriously. I'm very honorable that way. And it doesn't set well with me if I do not fulfill my commitment to someone. I take it personally. I'm very sensitive and compassionate. And I've spent most of my life protecting my heart, not realizing that I didn't really have to protect it, but I did, okay? I've really grown a lot here in the mainland, and I really want to thank the people here in the mainland, because without that knowledge, I probably would have stayed on the islands, because a lot of the people there don't have the opportunity like I have. There's a lot of people there that have never, ever, ever left those islands. I mean, the moment they were born to the moment that they take their last breath, they have never seen any part of this world. And I believe everyone. I have traveled all over this world. I can actually say that I know people anywhere on this planet I could go and would know somebody there. And that's exciting for me because that lets me know that I have a lot of wonderful friends out there and I love them all. And I made new friends this evening because Don was so wonderful to say, you can go on the radio. I went, yes! He he probably called me. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who's speaking, please?
My name's Louise.
Hi, Louise. Where are you calling from, honey?
Alexandria, Louisiana.
Wow, I love Louisiana.
Are you Leilani?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because I hear you talking on the radio.
Yeah. Now, can you see, does it sound like I'm just babbling?
Well, it kind of sounds like you're filling airspace.
like what?
Like you're filling space. I mean, I'm listening.
I am safe.
Huh?
You know, I'm really, I feel very safe. I'm very comfortable. And, you know, I love being on the radio with everybody. Did you know that I can actually throw you guys energy?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. But I just didn't want to put you to sleep or anything, thinking, oh, geez, why is she just rattling off?
No, I was just listening, and I wasn't quite sure if we could call in and, I don't know, ask for a reading or a device or something like that.
Absolutely. Did you have a specific question that you'd like to ask?
I'd kind of like to know what my sole purpose is, what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
Oh, your sole purpose?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, give me just a second here. Let me switch gears here.
Let me turn the radio
down. It's so cute. I have 8 different gears that I shift here. Let me ask you something that comes to mind very quick, that jumped out with right away. Are you a bit sad and looking for changes in your life?
Yeah. I'm sad over my son. I'm a shiatsu massage practitioner.
I'm sorry, say that again, honey.
I do shiatsu massage.
Ah, yes. Good stuff, by the way.
Yeah, I believe in it.
Oh, yeah, that's great work and continue. I encourage you to continue going forward. But, you know, it's really interesting because I feel the sadness and I feel that you're searching and looking for a change. Change is coming, okay? You've been going through a little bit of, it's like I call it a seesaw, you know, kind of swaying back and forth kind of thing. You've had some things going on around you. Is this correct?
Uh-huh.
Well, those things are going to start smoothing out. What some of what you've been doing is things that you needed to kind of clean up anyway to come to a final conclusion on those things. More changes are coming in, but when I say this, it's not those kind of changes you've been dealing with. Does this make sense for you?
Yeah.
Okay. These changes are going to propel you to another whole new level. And I really want to encourage you to get real happy with your heart with some of the stuff that's been happening in your life. Okay.
Okay.
I know that a lot of times it's a lot easier to be said than done. I get that part. But sometimes when my own friends tell me that, I want to reach out and, you know, touch them. And that's not by the Yellow Pages.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes, you know, I want more than just that. But the changes that are coming in, these changes are going to be great opportunities for you to propel yourself up to the new level, higher level, and not to insinuate that you're operating from a lower level. That's not true. For the new to come in, you had to go and clean up this other stuff that you've been dealing with. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you're going to bring in more studies, and you're going to be branching out with other modalities as well as what you're doing now. As far, and there are going to be other opportunities that will come your way. There's going to be three of them. Two of them are going to serve you really well. I would, but you're going to have to make your decision and use your discernment on what those are going to be if they're going to serve you for your highest. I can't tell you that right now. Does that
okay.
make sense? Okay. You need to start taking care of yourself and stop worrying so dang much and stop doing a lot of the mental stuff that you've been doing, because this has been kind of that fishnet, that web that's been keeping you down a little bit. Does this make sense for you?
Yeah, I've been working on it. Trying not to
Good
worry.
Good girl.
Trying to find joy.
Because, yeah, worry, you know what the worry is, don't you?
I have several.
It's a thief.
Uh-huh.
Its job is to rob you of your joy.
Uh-huh.
Of your happiness. It will rob you of your creativity and your financial, all those things. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, when you worry and fret, does it make it better?
No.
It doesn't, does it?
No.
What does it create?
More worry.
That's right. So what you're doing is you're feeding the, think of worry as the firewood. And you keep throwing the firewood in there, what's going to happen? It just gets bigger, right?
Yeah.
And that is designed to keep you from creating, so you can creatively problem solve. Make sense?
Okay.
Now, let's go to your son. Okay. Is there a particular area that you want to ask about your son? He's angry. He's very angry. You know this, right?
Yes. He has a toxic father, and he numbs himself out with drugs.
Yes. Very, very bitter.
Yes.
And he blames everybody why he's where he's at today.
Yep.
Okay. But what I need to ask you, is there a very specific area that you want to know about? Because I can just tell you a whole bunch of stuff, but I want to make sure I get the core question answered.
I'd like to know how to help him. Even though, I mean, I realize that, it's his work, but I'd like to know if there's something I can do to help him.
Just, there's two things, love and support.
Yep, I'm doing that.
Okay. Sometimes, you've heard this, actions speak louder than words, does they not?
Yes.
So, when people are under the influence of substance, even just with the emotions of a lot of anger and bitterness, do you think they really hear us?
No, there's no talking to him when he's...
That's right.
When he's using. But he's
That's
straight
correct.
Now.
He's used some pretty heavy-duty drugs.
He has. He's just been
now,
picked up by the court.
Write this down. Yeah. Yeah. This path he's gonna be walking for a while longer. Okay. I just wanna bring that forward right up front to you. Okay.
Okay.
But allow your son to walk it.
Yeah. I try not to get in the way.
Yes, it's important that you do this, because when he comes out on the other end, he's going to really surprise you. And he is going to do some incredible work in the near future. Now, he does have two paths right now. obviously, you know, he's on that cross. He's at the crossroads at this very moment.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So the universe is giving him the choice to make a decision which road he's going to travel.
I've told him that.
If he takes this course of action, when he comes out of the other end, he's going to be one heck of a great person. He is a great person now. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah. He's wonderful.
Yes.
It's the
but
drug.
You haven't seen nothing yet, Mom.
Huh?
I said, when he comes out on the other end, you haven't seen nothing yet.
Okay.
He's going to be one of the strongest, most vocal activists, and powerful people when he does come out of it. He will help many, 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 many people in return.
Good.
Now, that said, write these things down so you can work with these tools.
I've been writing everything.
Oh!
Everything you tell me, I'm writing it down.
Okay, good girl. Now, number one is, when you say your prayers, talk to his higher self.
Okay.
God says, as above, so below. So if you do the work up in the heavens, it will anchor itself in the physical. Does this make sense for you?
Yeah, I do that too.
Okay. Now, these are the things that he has on him. And if you can either do the work yourself or find someone that's qualified to do the work, I highly suggest it. Number one, he has four entities on him. They need to be removed. They're in his aura field. He's got quite a few what we refer to as succubus that's within the internal physical body.
How many of those does he have?
Excuse my mouth, please. He's got a shitload of those.
Okay.
Okay. It'll take about 3 sessions to get all them on packing and on their way.
Okay, and how do I get them out?
I would prefer that you seek a high qualified healer, and that's one of the first areas you want to ask her or him if they're qualified in doing that work.
How do I go about finding that? You know, I live in the Bible Belt. I don't know of anybody that does that kind of thing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do, I do, I do, I do. Let me think on that for just a moment. We'll keep moving forward, okay?
Okay.
Next thing you want to do is get his tube of light and his aura cleansed.
Get his what?
I mean, his aura.
I know, cleanse his aura, but what did you say right before that?
Tube of light.
Okay.
Okay, that which is right above, you know, is connected to the crown chakra and goes straight up.
Right.
It's also is a silver cord. Now,
can he do that himself through meditation?
He's not going to be able to do the work, honey, unless he, you know what, if you email me, I will send you the light healer's information.
Okay.
That,
and how do I email
that
you?
Okay, my email address is IAM.
IAM.
Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E.
I am divine.
Light.
L-I-C-H-T.
@AOL.com.
Okay.
I'll actually send you the light healer, because you can read it or he can read it, and that will bring it forth. I'm also going to send you two prayers that were actually given by Master Jesus. Now, if he says these two prayers, I will guarantee you those entities will be all packed and up and out of there in
okay.
a heartbeat.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, these two prayers I got are very powerful. Matter of fact, I do believe I still have... No, I don't. I took it down. Never mind. I'll send it to you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you need to have his... There are three of his chakras. Second chakra.
Okay.
Throat chakra. Heart chakra. Oh, there's four. And his solar plexus. Now, all of them are heavily clogged, but these particular chakras I just mentioned are also damaged.
Okay. Yeah, he won't let me work on him.
But you can do it etherically.
Yeah, I mean, what I meant was shiatsu work. He won't let me. He's carrying so much pain that when I work on him, it hurts him, and then he accuses me of hurting him. I just tell him that shit hurts going in and that shit hurts going out, but he thinks I'm intentionally hurting him.
So the best way, Mom, and I'd like for you to just consider this, then don't go so deep. Go wider.
I've tried to make it as gentle as I can.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, he's just carrying a lot of pain.
Well, then skip that part altogether and get these things done first.
Okay. Clean those four chakras?
Okay, you can... Yeah,
I wonder if
you'll
let me do a crystal... You think a crystal balancing would help?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
But you got to get the chakras cleansed first. Right?
Okay.
Because they're so clogged up. They really are clogged up bad. The aura has to be cleansed, too, because, I mean, the aura, I'm sure if you went and took a actual photograph, aura picture, you'd probably find his aura pretty dark.
Yep.
Okay, that needs to be cleansed out. I also highly recommend that you find someone in your town or nearby. You may even have to go buy one, but the Qi machine, the CHI, foot detoxer. If you can do rapid detox and get a lot of pull that, and that Qi machine, a detoxer, is excellent for that. I was working with a client here that missed. Did a lot of, she did heroin. How do you say that drug where you shoot it up in your arm? Anyway, that what? Yes, that. And she also did crystal meth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she did it for years, but I had her do rapid detoxing to pull out all the chemicals that are stored in the muscle tissue, the cells, including all the internal organs, and it does a great job at doing rapid detoxing.
Okay.
You know why people have relapses? It's because the chemicals are still stored in the physical body.
Yeah, I call it cellular memory.
Mm-hmm. Now, he does have a lot of implants.
Hello? Hello?
Okay. I'm back. Are you there?
Yeah, you were saying he had a lot of implants.
Yes, tube of light and in his aura. Now, email me, because Don, the owner, just told me that I have to close the show.
Okay.
Email me and I'll send the rest of the information to you, okay?
Okay. All right. My name's Louise, and my email will be shiatsu999master@aol.com.
Got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, honey.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much to all of the listeners with VBSRadio.com. Thank you for allowing me to share about myself and to interact with all of you. Until we meet again, love thyself, be safe, and be well. Good night to all. Bye-bye.